It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Larry J. Robinson, former state senator here in Valley City in District 24. Larry, thanks for being our guest. Nice to have you with us on the show today.
Good to be here.
We're going to be talking about George Gochler. He passed away on Tuesday, and boy, I tell you what, when you say party leader, philanthropist, and developer, this guy did it all, didn't he, Larry?
He was a phenomenal individual in so many ways. He was driven. He had a good mind, a high energy level, focused on community and state, always doing what he could to build a quality of life, a mainstay on the Economic Development Board for years and years and years. His real estate development, multifamily, single home. It's just a bit of everything. He was one of my bosses on the foundation board at the university forever. And he took that job tremendously seriously. We would sometimes meet 3 and 4 times a week. And he was driven. He was always organized. He did his homework. We could send out a board packet, and he read every last bit of it. When we worked on the Wellness Center, that was just a tremendous, exciting, but challenging experience, to say the least. Again, there we'd meet 3, 4, sometimes 5 days a week. And there was no turning back. We're going to get this done because the community needed it. And, throughout the whole process, George was a very humble individual. He did not want his name on the Wellness Center. He said, do not do that. Do not do that. And my friend Dick Gallman, who was the chairman of the Parks and Rec, I remember distinctly, told him, George, we're going to do it. No, you're not. And he said, either we do this now or when you're dead. And, the man was he was greater than life. The hours he put in, and he'd go home at 6 o'clock. And he had a garden, a beautiful garden. He had vegetables and stuff in the spring when most people were thinking about it. He ordered his seeds. He had them all planted up front. He had a system in place. He's going to be tremendously difficult to replace because of the nature of who he was. And his success is such that he and Audrey could have moved south, and he said, we still have work to do.
Yeah.
And, the last couple of years, he was pretty much confined to his lazy boy. And yet, he would get out for Development Corporation meetings. He'd go to the cities to see his son and one of his sons and his daughter. He'd have one of his staff person drive him down, and the staff person would leave him there, fly back, and then fly back in a week and pick him up. And he worked to the bitter end. We used to meet even now. I retired from the college in June. We still got together almost every week. And he had an agenda, and he had paperwork. And he was thankful. He said, physically, my health is not good at all. I'm pretty much confined here. And he had some caretakers coming. But above and beyond that, he said, my mind is sharp.
Yeah.
And, I visited with an individual today who was heavily involved in the Country Club project. George was involved in that, too.
Okay.
The hack, he and Audrey were on the foundation board at the hospital years back. I mentioned the university foundation. There's not many projects in Valley City that moved our community forward that George and Audrey were not involved in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big heart. And if folks knew the number of people in the community that he helped over the years, I know full well I was in the legislature. We had organizations in the community, and I'm not going to mention names, but contacted me, and they had financial challenges that were beyond belief and on the verge of shutting down, and asked if I would work with, Human Services and other entities in Bismarck. And I was out there working on those projects, and I'd come back Saturday. We'd have coffee. He'd want to know what's going on. You know, I'd tell him, and he said, "Don't worry about it. I took care of them. I give them a check. They're fine." Time and time and time again.
Yeah.
He was just a tremendous individual, and I enjoyed working with him at the foundation at the college. Having George part of the board, I think I can speak. The board was, you know, excited to have him there. They knew when George got behind something, we're going to move forward.
And it's gonna get done. Yeah.
You know, he was a mentor and so much more. So he's going to be missed. Valley City's going to miss him. He's one of the most prominent business people in the state of North Dakota. His reach was well beyond Valley City.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. The Democrat NPL party, he was party chairman. Now, I'm going to give people a little history here, and then I'll let you take over.
Okay.
In 1960, Bill Guy got elected, and prior to that, we had what's called a supermajority of Republicans, the whole state of North Dakota, legislators and all of that.
Right.
So Bill Guy turned it a bit pink, being he was a Democrat, in 1960, followed by Quentin Burdick in 58, and then again he was elected in 60. So they kind of turned it a bit pink. But George Gochler, a few decades later, took over the party. And by 1992's election, we had an all-Democrat congressional delegation, which shocked the nation.
Yep.
Not only North Dakota, but the nation. And George was a part of that.
He led the way, clearly. There's just no question about that. And, you know, Congressman Pomeroy, Senator Dorgan, and Senator Conrad would echo those comments. He's just a tremendous mindset politically. And business sense, but I recall him when I was in the Senate Friday afternoon. I would be heading home on interstate, and the Democratic headquarters was in Bismarck at the time, and George spent an inordinate amount of time there. And I'd look back, and here's this big Lincoln passing me. Little over 80 miles an hour. And I'm not exaggerating. He'd have a coffee mug on his dash and the newspaper in his left hand. And there goes George. Sometimes he would notice me and wave, but other times his mind was. But very well read. There were times when we had the foundation, a 7 o'clock a.m. executive committee meeting. And he'd say, I can't be there, but I'll be available by phone. I have a meeting in Williston. So at 7 a.m. we'd call George. He is west of Minot.
That's 6 a.m.
Yeah. The guy is just, there were times when he'd get up in the morning, fly into Boston, and be back that night, and did his business.
Wow.
And he had a business interest in Sioux Falls. And he'd get up and be down there at 8 o'clock before the folks he's meeting with were at the meeting location. He's driven, and I just really had an appreciation for him. He's one of those guys that you appreciate that your paths in life crossed.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people criticize George for this or that. Most people don't understand the totality of George and Audrey Gochler, what they've done, not only for Valley City, but the region. And, he just recently working with the Strauss Mall.
Mm-hmm. Library.
Exactly. Yeah. School for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
One thing after another. And, I'd meet with him weekly, and just over a week ago we met. And he was not done. He had plans for a number of other projects within the community.
Yep.
He really believed in Valley City and this community. Obviously, he grew up in Lynchwood, graduated from Valley City State, taught school at Noltemeyer Township School up here.
That's up north.
Up north.
But here in Barnes County.
Right. Yeah. And, he was involved, I think, on the college campus as a student. He was the student body president.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years back, Tilda and Lena Bankstead, the twins.
Yeah.
They were here with George when he was a student. And I was visiting with them, and they asked me if Gockler's still in town. And I said, he is. He's very involved. And they said, boy, as a student body president, when he wanted something, he got it. He went after it. He always did his homework.
Mm-hmm.
And just an impressive individual in every way. I admired him. And boy, folks across the state, you know, I remember working on the Wellness Center, and that was a challenging, challenging project. We were able to access $1 million in Bismarck. We had to match it 2-1. Come back, and of course, George was on board right now.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of a couple of years working on that, I know Devil's Lake was working hard trying to get a wellness center there. And the mayor had called me, and we had talked, and legislators from that district, what do you guys have that we don't have? And we had George Gockler.
Yeah, yeah.
And he brought people together. He had ability of hiring good people, and I could start mentioning the folks that he had working for him. And you'd know them all, impressive folks. He had a team.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dedicated to them. He took care of them, and they took care of the business that they were hired to do. You know, in the legislature, I had folks when I was in the Senate thinking that, you know, Larry's going to be a puppet for George. And that was not the case at all. In fact, I can only think of one time over the years where he had some concerns and called me. And I'm trying to recall the situation as closely as I can, but he got involved in the theater. And Audrey was having coffee with her lady friends. And one of them showed up a little late and had just picked up the Times record and said, "Oh, it's so nice for you folks to get involved in that theater." And she didn't know anything about it. And so George told me that she met him at the door. And she basically said, is this a marriage? Are we on equal? You know, and she got on his case. He called me right away. Can we get together in the morning? And he says, you got to do something about open records. And he told me what happened. And I said, well, George, you should... She doesn't need to know everything. And he really believed that. And, of course, he loved Audrey and his family. Always talked about him. He had a big heart and just tremendously driven to see success.
Now that George and Audrey Gockler are both gone, one thing that will live forever, and that is the George and Audrey Gockler Foundation that, as they have passed, will continue to give to this community and communities in the years to come.
And that's exactly what he did, and that's exactly what they wanted. Recently, they gave some money to the library, the School for the Arts,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I feel good about that. And he said, you're going to hear more from that foundation once he's gone. George was also a key player in organizing and putting in place the Community Foundation. And, of course, he was on the board at the University Foundation for forever. He was still on the board at the time of his death. And he said, I don't know if I should get off or not. Does my name on that board help or hurt? We owe a debt of gratitude to the Gocklers. The three children are just impressive folks. They've done well in life. They'll continue to do well in life. They've learned a lot from their parents. As I mentioned, George is from Lidgerwood. He told me once he had his brother was coming to town. And I forget his brother's title on the East Coast, and some profession he was involved in. I don't know, engineering or whatever. And he says, Larry, I want you to meet this guy. He's crazy. He is driven. He goes after things like there's no tomorrow. He's just unbelievable. as George. He's your brother, you know? He's one of those guys in life that you'll never forget.
Yeah.
And his legacy, their legacy is in place. And they're going to be remembered for a long, long time. And as you pointed out, not only for what they have done, but what the foundation will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And our community is so much better for George and Audrey Gockler. And we just have to thank them in a big, big way. They're going to have a celebration of life at the Center for the Arts on the 11th, 3
April,
o'clock.
I think it's April 10th.
April 10th.
Yeah.
Is it the 10th or the 11th?
I better double.
I thought the same day as the College Foundation auction.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
Right.
Yep, it's correct, I think, on News Dakota.
Yep. Jan Stoneman had called, and she wants to be here for that. She said, I'm coming to town on the 10th. And then after that, I found out that the celebration is life. And there'll be a whole lot of folks from afar mm-hmm. that are going to come to express their thanks and appreciation to the Gockler boy family for sharing mm-hmm. their folks with not only our community and region, but the state.
The state, yeah.
seeing him on a regular basis and working with him for many, 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 many years, I knew his health was failing. And we'd meet on a weekly basis. And, you know, he said, I'm still going. My mind is still fine. And yet, yesterday morning when I got the call from Mike Smith,
mm-hmm.
the son, who's the attorney in the cities, it hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Because folks like George don't come around every day.
No.
And we have to move on, and we have to remember the drive that he had, and hopefully some of that has rubbed off on some of us here in Valley City.
Oh.
We got a wonderful community. It's no accident. Good things don't happen by accident. We can't wait for the future to get here. We got to plan it today. So when that future gets here, we know what it's going to be. And I was always amazed. We meet with the foundation board, and George was ahead of all of us. He had read this, he had planned that, and we should be doing this. And I a lot of humility. I was thinking, I would prepare. I would do everything to be ready, thinking George is going to be ahead of us. And every time, he was. Just that type of person. So,
wow, that's great. Thank you, Larry, for sharing the thoughts. And the celebration of life, again, April 11th. At the Larry J. Robinson Center for the Performing Arts on April 11th, and it's going to be packed. So thank you, Larry.
And George was a big player in that project as well. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised as well.
No. Holy buckets.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to come in, and thank you for the coverage. And we've got to move forward, and it'll be challenging, and he will be missed. But I think there's a recognition out there that we really owe it to George and other community leaders to come together and move our community forward. That's important.
There's our Voice of the Valley for today. It'll also be podcast on newsdakota.com.